Hello, warriors. Welcome to the C-Free, Cancer-Free podcast. I'm Pamela, your host. Today is the 12th tip for fighting and preventing cancer in the first place. Testing. The doctor said that the tumor in my colon had been growing for 3 to 5 years. And if only I had gone to the doctor way early on when the symptoms first started. Colon cancer start out as polyps. The testing that is done when things are not quite right with your digestive system usually consists of a colonoscopy. Had this test been done, the polyps would have been taken out with the procedure and the cancer could not have developed. But no, I had to be hard-headed and not go to the doctor. The fact that I pushed aside my symptoms created many more problems for me. 5 surgeries, 3 being very major, double dosing of chemo, upsetting my family, missed work, missed income, and on and on. Now, I know that not all cancers come with symptoms, but even if you don't have any, get checked yearly, or maybe even more often. Get your blood work done. So many answers to your body are found right in your lab work with a little tube of your blood, or a urine sample, or a fecal sample, and of course, mammograms. There is now a test out, it's called One Test, and it's powered by AI, and it detects cancer proteins. This is kind of unlike and kind of opposite of genetic testing, which looks for genes that tell you if you're predisposed to certain cancers. Recent studies show that genetics account for only about 5% of cancers. So this One Test that's being used currently in Japan, Korea, China, and throughout Asia is said to detect 20 plus types of cancer early, including pancreatic, bladder, colon, lung, breast, kidney, and ovarian. Cancer that is diagnosed at an early stage when it isn't too large and hasn't spread is more likely to be treated successfully. Spotting cancer at an early age saves lives, so it's important to tell your doctor as soon as possible if you notice something that's not normal for you. In short, go to the doctor if you see changes in your energy level, sleep patterns, weight, skin, or bathroom habits. And use the 2-week rule. If the changes that you see last more than 2 weeks, call your doctor. Be your own advocate early on. No one knows your body like you do. Now, please share this podcast with someone you love, and I would love if you rate it 5 stars. So from my grandbaby and me, until tomorrow, God bless